Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
That happened in my career, not Coach Patino's career. That's the only slip around game you remember?
No. Yeah, no. The only one. Listen, by the way, welcome into Middays with Marcus Maven. The only game I remember is the what he's talking about.
Y'all are crap.
Yeah, no, it was Rick's first. It was NIT. Yeah,
I'm gonna call Coach Crum.
Nate Johnson, Tony Wood, where y'all at? Reese Gaines.
Well, Reese played in the Temple game.
Well, Reese should be used to it because he was here when we had that problem. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
I am in the building. And I'm excited. We were having a little conversation, so it just kind of bled over with one Mark Blankenbaker, who I did tell Mark Blankenbaker, when I come in, the reason why we were having the conversation was I said, this city has waited years for guys like us. You know, us three that aren't willing to just roll over, you know, like, oh, Kentucky, you see a part of a lot of that. So it is, it's nice to have Blankenbaker and the, pretty much just Blankenbaker, that is willing to not sit back and just say, oh, okay,
I'll wait for you to feed me.
What does Kentucky say? Give me the tea. University of Kentucky.
You know, so it's like, okay.
I have nipples, Focker. Could you milk me?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, look, I have nipples, Kentucky.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, all right, yeah. So anyways, what's the movie where they were like, pop that out of your mouth?
Oh, Major Payne.
Yeah.
He was like, I said, pop yo and let the boy and stop babying him. You want to listen? I first saw that movie. I was at the little dollar movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The movie stopped at the theater I was at, right? And everybody laughed because they thought like that was a part of the movie. Like the screen just went blank and we were waiting for him to wake up. Like, basically, you thought after he said that to her, she must have punched him or something.
Uh-huh.
And the screen just went completely blank. And everybody's like, oh, that's funny. You know, kind of like, was laughing. It's like, okay. Okay. Okay.
It's a long effect.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It was like, no, yeah. And then they, yep, sorry. Just, yeah.
Yeah. We'll give your dollar back. Yeah.
That's what it was.
I know.
Oh.
Anyways, big show today. We got do we?
Ross, we're still waiting on confirmation.
I will say I would be tuned in around 11 o'clock. So we'll chat with Ross McMaines.
Yes, we will have Ross McMaines on at 11 o'clock. I have faith in my program.
I know. So that'd be good. Brian, what's going on, man?
Nothing too much, you know, just another day, another dollar. We're back here and trying to figure out SportsCenter stuff. And
Brian, did the opening of that show just make you like so uncomfortable?
Well, I didn't at first. I know you all can hear the music, mm-hmm. so like I know when the music starts that you all are aware that it's about to go. But you all just continue to keep talking to Mark, and I was like, Maybe they don't know. And then I looked, and you didn't have your headset on, and you were just putting it on, and you put it on, and the music was like already kind of ready for you to talk. And I was like,
yeah.
And you kind of gave me the, I know, look.
Yeah, yeah.
And just, no, I'm just going to let this go. So.
Yeah, because, okay, so people who just stumbled into that conversation or listened to us just stumbling around, we actually had a game like that as well where, you know, guys were slipping around. But what was funny is I was watching Wimbledon, and if I don't know if you've been watching, Steve, but the story is a lot of slipping going on, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I saw that. You know, so the ice was, you know, basically the same thing. The ice was melting underneath the floor, right?
Yeah.
Freedom Hall. So we were sliding around, but when it happened, I think it was like my junior year, we were losing the game, right? Mm. And when we called, you know, called the little meeting, coach, you know, Coach Crum was like, you know, kind of like, yeah, it looks pretty dangerous, you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, you know, but we were going to do like a no contest because it was like the first half. Mm-hmm. We were losing. Coach, the coach of the other team, he was heated. Like, no way. We playing this game, blah, blah, blah. I think it was right before halftime. We come out second half. We go to work on them, right? Look, about 7 minutes ago in the game, Steve, they're like, yeah, I think it's getting a little too dangerous for us to play.
Yeah. Well, there was a game like that not too long back, and it was the Armed Force Classic.
Oh, yeah, on the boat, yeah.
Yeah, and there
on the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, yep. And it was really slick. And mm-hmm. And then I remember, I think they finished that one. And that was Carolina and Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, or maybe the year after, they did it in an aircraft carrier like the one Louisville played in.
I thought that was the aircraft carrier one where it was too slick.
That was the one on the boat mm-hmm. that was too slick. But they did it again in the one that Louisville played in when Louisville played Minnesota, and they played in like the building, yep, you yep, know. Yep. And I guess it's not a carrier, I guess. I'm not thinking of it. It's where they park the planes in.
Oh, the hangar. Like
the hangar. Yeah, the hangar. They mm-hmm. So they did another one. Louisville's was fine. They said it was extremely hot, though. Mm-hmm. But then they did another one like the year later, and they did stop that one. I remember. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Gonzaga maybe and somebody, but they stopped in the first half. They're like, and they haven't had them since. They're mm-hmm. like, we can't do this, man. There was so much
condensation,
sweat.
Yeah.
So, yep. And it could have simply been, you think about it, it dang near might have just been the sweat off the guys. Because, I mean, I remember when Louisville played, they were like, dude, this is hot. That was the one where Trez started hitting all the threes, and we're all like, yeah. He had like 32.
Right. It was like, no, yeah. Don't turn into one of those.
Which I still think may have been the best Louisville uniforms ever. They were white. I hate to admit it, but they had blue in them. They were like the red, white, and blue Louisville uniform. They were sharp, man. They looked good. But, yeah, so anyways, there's that. Chatted with Coach Mack yesterday. He threw out some dates to me for the fantasy camp.
Oh, what are the
he
dates?
He saw me working over there. I mean, I did, of course, make him see it. yeah, WVU is one of the teams. You're right. Yeah, I thought it was yellow. So it may not be Gonzaga. It may have been somebody else. But, yeah, you're right. So they So I tweeted out and I said, I'm getting some steps in over here at the amphitheater. Right. You know, I've been finishing my 2-miler, and then of course, yesterday I ain't gonna lie, I stopped at mile and a half. It was hot.
You tapped out a little bit early.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is
yeah, and I don't want you passing out or anything because that's gonna be embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm pictures of me, in Norton Commons just laying on the sidewalk. Hey, well, we found rummage because then that turns into now all of a sudden I'm an addict or something, right. It's like,
you're drunk past that.
Yeah, like, no, I'm just trying to get ready for, I'm just food addict. So then I was hitting the steps. So I shot out a picture. Coach Mack shot a message back to me. Said September 10th through the 12th. So I have some dates now. I mean, I'm guessing he's okay with me saying that. I mean, he tweeted it at me. So.
He tweeted you up?
No, yeah. So September 10th through the 12th.
Our IMG recruit, Gus Buss, is excited about Ross McManus today.
Gus Buss out here tweeting, saying he's pumped about the Ross McManus interview today.
Text in any questions that you think I should ask Coach Ross McManus. Please do that. 38-31-93-9 is the number. Brian Hall, before I get, I'll get off the phone number first. 8150-93-9. Brian Hall, I sent you a link And on that link is a young man who Coach Scott Satterfield and our recruiting department has landed. And I need you to fast forward to the 1 minute and 18 second mark. Steve.
Okay.
We've got a commitment from a recruit. And Steve, you and I like the nuances to our recruits.
We do.
We like where we get our recruits from. We like the towns. We like the accents to some of our recruits. You know, people, well, where's his recruiting numbers at?
Yeah.
And where's his office at? And sometimes you just say, look at him.
Yeah.
And sometimes you say, will you please listen to him? And you and I, we really, the only time I think you and I are disrespectful to other people is in situations like where we just say, you know what, you sound stupid.
Yes. Yes, I have my moments.
It's an evaluation talk, right? Steve, only athletes or athlete mentalities will listen to this or can't listen to this and say, yeah.
Yeah.
Brian, go ahead and play that.
As you get out here and try and show the more well-rounded components of your game, what are you feeling really confident about right now? What are some of the things you're hoping to show this offseason and ultimately this fall? And what are some of the things you're working on too?
I'm working on a lot of things. You know, this fall is going to be a big fall. But as far as, you know, me continue to work, things I got to show, I run a 4-3, run 4-3-2, but you know, I go up and get the ball wherever, highest point, lowest point, side, other side, it don't matter. I can go up and get the ball, it don't matter where it's at. So every day I just, you know, try to compete, and put points on the ball so me and my team can come out with the victory.
Talking to Coach Reggie about you a little bit, and he's like, yeah, if we could stop wearing him out, because I think we ask him to do so much, take me through some of those roles. You mentioned some of the different things you do as a receiver, but just what are some of the different things that you bring to this team when it comes time for actual 11-on-11 padded football?
Anything Coach asks me to do, I'm there. If it's, I got to snap it, long snap, anything. I'm there for my teammates. The whole goal when we step on the field is come out with a victory. It don't matter if it's about Xavier Thomas, it don't matter if I have 0 touchdowns, my teammates have 7. The whole goal is come out with the victory, no matter what the situation is, what's my stats, anything. Victory, 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 only thing.
That's enough.
I love it.
Steve.
Yeah.
Had you heard that sound yet?
No.
What is that sound? Like, if you were talking to Elijah, and Elijah said, but Dad, he doesn't have any big-time offers. How would you explain what you just heard?
Yeah.
To someone?
My gosh, man. Yeah, no, absolutely. I would say that kid right there, man. Listen, that's a kid that's confident in his ability. That's a kid that's obviously put in some work that feels like, I mean, when he says, no, yeah, I mean, like, I run a 4-3, and, I mean, I can go up and get it to the side, up top, you know, wherever. Like, I don't really care. Yeah, like, no, I make plays. I mean, I'll long snap if you want me to. Like, no, yeah, just put me on the field. I'm a football player. I don't really care where you put me. Put me a quarterback. We'll run the Wildcat or whatever. Like, that's fine. Whatever you want to do.
Did y'all hear that kid? He said, I mean, I run a 4-3, but, you know, I can go get the ball whenever. I'm a
– but what are his efforts? But Steve, if he only can get recruited by this Memphis and this team and
– yeah, I don't even have the breath to argue that, so I'm like, whatever. Okay. You're right.
Kids who run 4-3s – out of Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
named Xavier Thomas,
mm-hmm.
don't need a lot of extra evaluation and stars and all that extra stuff.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'll take it. Yeah.
4-3 guys that talk like that,
mm-hmm.
about the sport of football.
Yeah.
You take them every single time.
Yeah.
You take him over 3 or 4-star guy up the road. Sorry.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That was awesome, though, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Did that sound like football, or does that sound like football?
No, it absolutely did, and that's a football player. So I'll take that.
That guy is not worried about name, image, and likeness right now. Mm-hmm. He has a much bigger fish to fry. He's trying to get into the NFL. Mm-hmm. He knows somebody that's in the NFL, and he thinks he should be there.
Yeah.
And he wants to show everybody.
Oh, absolutely. That works. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, so yeah. I hate that I dropped that on y'all so early in the show, but it's just like.
Well, and then, you know, again, they're going to take probably three receivers in this class. And they've got two already. And then you're going to add on probably Scroll White when it's all said and done. So that'd be a nice little three receiver tandem there to add to the depth of the receiving core. So one of them 6'6", you know. Then you add this kid who runs a 4.3, and then you're going to add on.
Can we at least admit that out of everything you want to know about Satterfield, he knows what to do with a fast guy?
Mm-hmm.
Will we admit that? Mm-hmm. He knew exactly what to do with Javian Hawkins. He knew exactly what to do with Tutu Atwell. And if Marshall.
Texter says he weighs 60 pounds more than Tutu and runs the same. That's a great text. That's why I love the text line.
You know what he said? Yeah. You know what he said before that 118 mark?
Texter said if he sounds like Kodak Black, take him.
Listen, I knew it was going to get uncomfortable, but I'm not going to let it get uncomfortable. Like, I'm going to say yes. Yeah. No, but here's the thing as well. The Tutu Atwell size comparison is funny. That joke made me lose my train of thought.
Yeah, that was my bad. I cut you off there. But yeah, I mean, just.
No. Satterfield, acknowledge that Satterfield at the very least knows what to do with speed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because of what he's coached in the past. Yeah, absolutely.
If Marshall, like Marshall had the drops a little bit last year. Sometimes that ball was in the air. He was a little slow to adjust to the football. But. Again, go ahead.
Can I say this really quick? Because this is going to be the last time I'm going to acknowledge this number, and I'm going to mark it for this show. But 4.53, I hope you get the help you need at some point.
I'm listening, Steve. Now I'm curious.
Like, I hope you get the help you need. Because
I'm curious.
I don't know how you sleep, honestly. I mean, listen to this. I'm going to reach, and then I'm marking this one for this show in particular, and you'll never hear a text from this number again on this show.
On this show?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to read these.
We got to do this, y'all. This is therapy.
Then why does dude have one Power 5 offer? You all are ridiculous. You all are hyping up a kid with offers from Memphis, Liberty, Louisiana State, Nicholls State, Southern Miss, Tulane. This is not App State Satterfield. You have to stop. But Stoops pulls four-star talent, so a few slip-ups are fine. You are pulling mid-major kids, then it isn't. Sidney Curry would lose his left arm and play over Gabe. Xavier Thomas has offers from Memphis, Liberty. This is not App State Satterfield. Xavier Thomas, this is an App State Satterfield. Step up your effing recruiting. But Steve Marcus, there was no interest, Lackford said. Coaching staffs at other schools didn't know who this kid is. The next commit we're about to get doesn't even hold a Power 5 offer. Sat's got to go. This isn't App State. Then that means Gunner is stupid as hell. Talking liars as players. You're scared to crush a kid. Sad. Listen, the offers were fake. You don't know. You all won't talk about this. MAGA followers, if I've ever seen them. Then a bunch of screenshots. Listen, a bunch of screenshots of, and I'm doing this because you're never going to hear this number again on here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, listen, yes, but Jordan and them were crashing and burning towards the end. Wouldn't have beaten Boston College. Like, I mean, I'm not going to keep going. Look, okay, one more. Quit ignoring me, Steve. If DJ goes undrafted after being projected lottery, there's one guy to crush. You need to suck it up and do it. And with that, you've heard the last of 4-5-3. So, yeah, anyways. But I hope you get over this Satterfield thing or this Louisville thing.
No, that's what I'm saying. If it's Satterfield and Mac and yeah. Jordan and Gabe, like, you got a problem with Gabe Wisnitz, sir. You got the problem.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but I just.
No, listen, that, I see again, that that's something inside of you.
Yeah. But now
that's
I will
a demon.
No longer have to see him. So
that's a fine. Demon inside of you.
It is. Let's see. Dude sounded like young Chad Johnson. Satterfield can coach speed. He coached T.Y. Of course, there's a lot of that. We have a cornerback from Liberty that's top 10 in the nation.
Right. I mean, golly. Superstar.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah, good. I mean. What, like, if you hate Malik Cunningham, the numbers you have gotten out of Malik Cunningham.
Yeah.
He should get an extension off that.
I know. Absolutely.
And that's if you think Malik Cunningham is not a good quarterback.
Sure, sure.
You're getting some numbers that say he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think, man, if you just, I mean.
If you just look at what Satterfield does with weapons.
Yeah. And you add, and the thing is he's got a pretty young receivers room right now.
In development.
And that's why I don't understand why if you can't look at the whole picture and say, well, you add Chance Morrow,
Xavier Thomas,
and then Squirrel White is where it's trending. That's a three-receiver class that you're going to add depth. That's a pretty good receiver room.
Oh, and Popeye.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's different position, yeah. but I mean, I'm just talking about receivers as a whole. So when you take a kid and you circle him and you're like, okay, this is it, you know, it's like, dude, like, I mean, you hear Kentucky fans pumping their chest about their recruiting for the last 5 years and they're not winning piss. Like, so you know what I'm saying? I mean, so it's like, dude, you can't look at that and say, I mean, okay, he's putting together something here. Like,
Locke's tweet did it for me. Locke tweeted out yesterday that he was like, oh, yeah, like us, kind of the sarcastic, Kentucky's a top 25 program now. And he said they've finished in the top 25 one time in 36 years.
Well, that's why I say on the show all the time, like, I'm not arguing program with Kentucky. Like, Louisville's a better program, Kentucky. Like, it's a stupid argument. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Louisville's been through a little bit of the ringer over the last couple of years. And, you know, and Kentucky's probably had, outside of the 1 year, it's probably had better year, you know. And so it's like, okay, yeah, I get that. But as far as a program strength, like, yeah, it's like, please, I'm not playing this game.
I refuse to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we can get a full reset. We threw everything off a funny start. Remember, people, 11 o'clock, the moment of truth, is when I get to ask all the tough questions to one Coach Ross McManus. Tell a friend to tell a friend you want to be tuned in. Quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So here's what I was thinking. When you're heading into, okay, we would describe this as the, is this the midpoint of the summer, Steve?
It's close.
In your
Yeah.
In your football program.
In football, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you meant just in athletics as a whole, because I kind of – but, no, it kind of is, though, because I think when you hit mid-January – actually, we may be past mid, because when you hit – I'm sorry, January.
You said I was
going mid-July, it's season time. You're like, man, okay, now we're 2 weeks away from fall camp.
Yeah, because once you say August, when does NFL football camp start back up?
That's real soon. I don't know. If I had a kid in the league, I would know. I feel like.
You know how I find out when football season starts up? I wait for my invitation to the going away party. So when I get that invitation, I'm like, oh, must be fair about enough. That time.
Yeah, I haven't got one of those yet.
According to an article on June 8th, 2021, it says the first time NFL teams will have unified start to training camp, with 29 teams set to report Tuesday, July 27th. So that was this.
You said July.
About a month.
Uh-huh. You said July 27th.
Yeah, Tuesday, July 27th, and then they have 47 days before the first week.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I say, though. I think you hit mid-July and you start thinking Hall of Fame game. You start thinking, you know, which I think the Cowboys are in this year, because they were in it, supposed to be in it last year.
Is Dak going to play in it?
He better. He's got a lot to prove.
Does he have to prove quick, or y'all going to give him some time to ease his way back into playing for
him? No. It's time to get it right. Yeah, let's see what you got.
From game one?
Yeah. Let's see what you got. But yeah, no, I think that there's that part of it. And then you have the college game. You start to
That's what I'm gauging. Yeah. Like when are we going to get into the, because here's the thing. It's basketball season. Okay, we're gonna talk to Coach McMaines.
Mm-hmm.
And after we talk to Coach McMaines, I think we're starting to get to the spot where I'm kind of going to check out of basketball.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's what I was going to say. That you. Sorry, I was texting too. Somebody was asking me something.
Mm-hmm.
Got people that are moving in my old house, people we know. Okay. So I had some keys. So I was like, I was a little off there for a second. But what you just said was the perfect transition, because the mid July, what I was talking about. What I was trying to think in my head, you just said, it's like you kind of put basketball to the back burner.
Yep.
About mid-July.
Yeah.
And you start to say, okay, now I'm all in on football. Now I am completely in. Like, okay, we've got – you start doing the countdown.
Yeah, like now I got to know. Now I want depth charts. Now I want plans. Yeah. Like now it's season.
Listen, Rocco, where's the team staying? I'm booking my hotel for Atlanta. You know, like this is the stuff I start doing around that time, you know. Now I'm asking Drew, hey, you going to do the show from the team hotel?
Because
mm-hmm. 10 to noon, I'm assuming me and Maben will probably at least – we'll probably be there.
I'm pretty sure.
I imagine with it being Atlanta, you would probably go and hang out. So it's like, okay, now, but now that's me. I'm doing this. I'm kind of bringing this personal, but it's just like, I think everybody does that. I think around mid-July, you start going, okay, now I'm really reading the field steals. Now I'm reading the stuff like, okay, I'm getting into football. And this was kind of Blankenbaker's point, I think, at the end of Drew's show. When you have Ole Miss – right there, there is an extra kick
mm-hmm.
when it's a, okay, we're going to Atlanta for new. It feels big, man. It feels big. And you can make the joke, okay, Louisville's not had their best seasons. Ole Miss is, I mean, they're going to be a top 25 team, but, you know, they're not Georgia, Alabama,
Steve,
you know.
We were coming off a 2-10 year, And that Notre Dame game was live.
Oh, yeah. Well, Notre Dame. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm saying it doesn't.
Ole Miss?
No, yeah. Okay, okay. I meant, I thought you were saying, I mean, that was at home, too.
Yeah, right.
But because I did say neutral site game. No, neutral site has a bowl feel.
Yeah, what I'm telling you is my feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Coming off of a 2-10.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I want to see Satterfield and this team come out. Let's go.
Okay, and let me double down on your point. If Bobby hadn't been fired, I think it would have been live. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because
we believe he can scheme up something to beat the team.
It was Notre Dame game one. You know what I'm saying?
I'm here for Ole Miss. Listen, I'm here for Notre Dame.
And if we would have sucked again, you would have. I think people would have checked out quicklier. Quicker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quicker. It was quicklier. Quicker. Sorry, that's still cutting. It's still
Steve,
sawing.
Don't worry
my
about
tongue
it.
Off.
You're doing just fine.
My tongue is literally a saw in half.
We're talking emotionally. Keep on going.
I'm going to the dentist at 1 o'clock over there in Norton Commons. Like I'm checking them out. I called them. Going at 1 o'clock. I'm getting this thing fixed today. Pulled something. But you get what I'm saying? Like, I think even if you hadn't fired Bobby,
mm-hmm.
and it was like coming off 2-10 year, you still for that big opener mm-hmm. would have been like, let's go. You know, maybe we can get it.
Yeah,
you know?
Cause like now I am okay. Like you do the back channel. You know, let's see what's going on a little bit. You know, this is around the time where I wanted to
quicklier is my new word. Thank you, appreciate that. let's do it.
Don't get me started on that
quicklier.
I'm getting to the spot where I want to ask the coaches now. Okay, who am I looking at now?
Mm-hmm.
Like now, I'm you know, like I want to know. Like, yeah. Listen, guys, y'all need to get in my DM. Let me know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Who am I looking at these positions? Now I'm saying, fans, it's time to start learning your linemen, your defensive linemen, who you're going to be relying on. Like,
yeah,
like now we need to start doing those player profiles. Like, okay, this last month is like July is like prep month.
Mm-hmm.
So when August hits, you know who you're depending on. You know, like I don't go ahead.
Mid-July, 7-on-7 teams. Me, you, and Brian. Malik's the quarter. No.
All-time quarterback.
No quarterback. So we're going to say the starting quarterback who would
leave
is
too
Malik.
Many.
It's 7-on-7. You get an offense and a defense, dude. You got to pick, look, 3 offense, 3 defense, and 1 wild card.
1 sub. 3 offense, 3 defense,
yeah,
and 1
and
sub.
Yeah, and 1 sub. We'll do a 7-on-7 draft. I like that. The way we can have our 3-on-3 tourney and our 7-on-7 football teams. I'm 21 players on a roster is not that much.
You're right.
And it makes you might have to dig a little, you know, like find a guy coming off the bench and say, I want that guy.
It is time for us to do some more roster conversation.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I'm coming from a Tennessee program where everybody knows that, you know, their squad. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, now it's time.
Yeah. I would love the Tennessee transfer texter. I just read about that last night. I really have no information on that at all. But I would absolutely love that pickup if
they,
we did.
They owe us one.
6'5", freak athlete, dude. I'll send him to you later.
What does the top text say?
It's going to take a second. Let's see. No, Steve, thank you.
It didn't jump real quick.
Yeah. Somebody said, any curry scuttlebutt. I'm just waiting to see for that.
No, Adrian, I know the team, but it's like you got to sharpen up on your team.
Mom's Ford, East Side High, Charles, and all our family will be in Atlanta, fellas, tailgating. Come holler at us.
ATL, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that team hotel for that one. That's gonna be I love going down there, and I've never been to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so I'm ready.
This will be a good year to go smoke Ole Miss.
I know. Monday night, Labor Day. Oh my gosh, dude! Late night ESPN. It's gonna be fun. That's going to be fun. But
my dad's probably going to come.
Oh, yeah.
My dad's probably going to come, too. Yep.
I would think, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I would think we'll all be in the building.
And he's an App State alum. My dad's going to be
in. I'm already telling y'all right now. I'm even telling Rocco right now. For me personally, I'm getting tickets to this one. I'm going to be a fan. I'm going to be a fan.
I'm sitting inside that press conference room trying to contain my
I'm going
to
be a fan.
Trying to contain my energy.
I'm going
to
be getting hype in that stadium. I can't wait. But your point is we are getting to that point where – because it does happen that way.
Yeah, I mean, because is there any more – okay, there's no more basketball news.
No, and I think you turn into, especially in this place or, you know, in this area, it's we trust our basketball team, okay? And we say, when we turn our attention to football, it's almost like, we trust y'all getting right. So y'all do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all handle your business.
And you
over
know
there.
And you know the pressure. Like you know the standard.
Sure.
You know the pressure. Like you know we're waiting to see what the product you put out on the field.
Yeah.
Like we don't have to sit around and pick at you.
Yeah, right. Right. 100%. So I agree with what you're saying. And I think that's the natural progression.
How
we're only 2 weeks from that.
For 2 weeks from what?
Around mid July.
Oh no, yeah, that's my point. Like at mid July, we should be going in depth football. Like,
and I mean, Texters, you can tell us if we're wrong, but I just think that mid July point is where people start to really say,
because then you start saying, what's your tailgating setup? Like this is now you start to realize we need our season tickets. Now we need we need tickets. We need a setup. We need. You start looking, driving by, you accidentally drive by Floyd Street.
Yep.
You start looking at that stadium, and then you realize it's going to be a full house, a full parking lot.
And there's nothing like a beautiful Saturday event.
Those first three games at Cardinal Stadium when the weather is just.
It's amazing. The end turns into a grind. I'll give you that. The end can turn into a grind sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, the beginning of the stadium. Texter says mid July I'll start watching old games. So like that.
That's a perfect text. Yep.
That's a great text.
That's a perfect text.
Because we do that. And like I remember I'll go back and I guarantee you I'll watch the Auburn Louisville, you know, because I'm going to Atlanta, different things like that. You know, you'll go back and you'll start to see, and I'll watch some of last year's, you know, but I'll go back even to historically and just get into that that whole vibe that you're ready.
Let me
go.
Ask you this: is it going to be hard to watch these with these? no?
Oh, I thought she was about to get us.
No,
these what?
With these last season games because we were so 2-2 Atwell, Javian Hawkins, Dez Fitzpatrick centric.
No, because I think towards the end of the season you started to see Jalen Mitchell. Like, I think people would be surprised to go back and watch.
How many? Yeah, now that you heard some new names.
What was the last game? I'm sorry. Was it Wake Forest?
Yes.
We finished on a win,
yes,
right?
It was it was Wake Forest, yeah.
Yeah. It was Wake Forest or Syracuse. It was one of the two. But I think you go back and you watch that, and you'll see Jalen Mitchell and some of these other weapons, you know. And I think even going back and watching one I haven't went back and watched in a while that I think I will is the Music City Bowl.
Is Virginia Tech a good one to watch because we were so shorthanded?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, sure.
Like you probably saw a lot of your younger guys.
Sure.
Florida State might have been a shorthanded one, but we ended up winning that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
What other one? See, yeah, Syracuse. We just brought it.
Texter said, let Rice and Glenn commit mid-July, and I'll be in on basketball again. Now, that is funny, because we will take a timeout if we get a big commit. You know, so, like, we will. It was Wake. Wake was like, thanks, Texter. Okay, yeah, Wake was, I thought so. Because that was kind of a quiet game. It was like.
Okay, y'all have about 2 minutes.
That is funny.
To get in your questions for finally. It has come to pass from the moment we heard the name Ross McMaines, the player, the expert player development guy. The moment we heard the name, the moment Steve Rummage and I told you, you're going to love this. And this is a perfect situation. The moment we told y'all, we're going to get that guy on this show.
Yeah.
Hope he didn't pull a Rake Spalding on me.
Just society wasn't coming on. Those Trinity guys, dude.
Yeah.
Reggie got you, too.
Reggie, yeah, and Reggie got me.
At least Reggie apologized. Ray was like,
dude, I'm busy, dude. Yeah,
I got stuff going on, man. I don't
like it. Right.
Did you play here?
So, Brian, go ahead and play us out so we can say, because I want every single minute of my Ross McMaines interview, and I know he's way too busy to be clowning around. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tune in to 93.9 The Ville, Middays with Marcus Maben. Let's go.